This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Chip Joyce, who will be playing the iconic role of the Scarecrow in Peoria Players Theater season opener, The Wizard of Oz. Chip, welcome back to Out and About.
Thank you.
We're so excited to talk about the 100th anniversary of Peoria Players and this particular show. Can you tell us why you were interested in being a part of The Wizard of Oz?
Sure. It's actually, theater people, we always talk about our favorite shows. And I've talked about my favorite shows, and I think most of my friends know what I love and stuff. But kind of a not-so-secret secret that I've had is that this is probably my favorite. It's my favorite movie, favorite story, favorite kind of everything. And I've done, you know, children's theater production of the show before and stuff, but it came around. I just so happened to have time in the schedule available, or was able to kind of make time available.
Which is amazing.
Yeah. And I'd always wanted to play the Scarecrow since before I got into theater. I saw the movie and kind of loved him, identified with him, I guess. I don't know. So yeah, so I finally get to do it and I'm pretty excited. I wish I was not in the physically worst shape of my life trying to do it, but that comes with age, I guess.
And again, since this is the theater's 100th season, Players took some time ahead of the season to poll the patrons, the season ticket holders, about their favorite shows, the shows, the productions they wanted to see. And Wizard of Oz was, you know, at the top of that list. And so
right.
At least two productions from that sort of best of list are in this season.
Yes, they are opening the season, of course, with Wizard of Oz. And I was saying their whole season is kind of a greatest hits album. It's shows people remember or are familiar with and I think are all pretty excited to see. But then the closing show of the season, I'm actually directing. It's A Chorus Line. And Wizard of Oz and Chorus Line were among the finalists, I think, in the Reader's Audience Choice Award poll.
Mm-hmm. And we should note, Chip, that as most people know, you direct extensively in the theater community. And oftentimes you're picking projects that are a little bit more edgy, like Bloody Bloody Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
You had Rock of Ages recently at Peoria Players Theater. So I'm just wondering, as you transition from your director's hat to your performer's hat, walking into a show that is an incredibly family-friendly show.
Yeah,
and
a little more G-rated.
Yes.
Yeah.
How do you make that transition happen?
I think it's just because it's something I love so much. I'm having a ball. I'm in such a good mood at rehearsal. I'm giddy. The munchkins are cute and little, and I'm having a blast just getting to do something I've always wanted to do.
You say that this is a show that you'd been wanting to do for a long time. So did you come in with a lot of ideas already in your head? Do you have 20 years of thoughts of like, if I ever get a chance to play Scarecrow,
Well, I tell you what is real tough is the stage script is really, really faithful to the movie, which another thing people don't know, I can probably recite verbatim. And so when there are those little changes, lines added, or maybe they're said by a different character for whatever reason, it's a little bit, it throws me a little bit. That's the one thing I've had to struggle with. Like, I know the next line coming, but, it's the Scarecrow's line in the movie, but it's Dorothy's line in this version, you know? So little things like that have kind of been, I guess, the greatest challenge, in addition to just physically kind of beating myself up, you know? he's a physical guy, kind of rolls around and fall all the time, but I'm loving it.
And tell us a little bit about the creative team that's bringing this production together.
Sure. Jimmy Ulrich is directing it, and he's done a lot of shows, and whereas I'm, I guess, not known for so much family-friendly stuff, he definitely is. And the music director is Jacqueline Hatterman, who is a local band teacher, music teacher, relatively new to music directing. She's got a few shows under her belt, but it's always nice when, you know, performers and other people kind of start taking on backstage responsibilities that they're really great at. Deidre Kaiser's choreographer assisted a little bit with Jimmy, but all of the leads are really top notch. That's kind of who, I mean, it's about four characters alone on a trip. So those are kind of the four I spend the most time with, or the three I spend the most time with. Lauren Deppe is Dorothy, and Joe Schwa's the Lion, and Peyton Drake is the Tin Man. And the witches are wonderful. Leslie Foti is the Wicked Witch. And she is wicked in this, unlike in Wicked. And Laura Steffi plays Glinda the Good Witch.
Is this the first show using the new seats in the theater?
Yes. In fact, they just a officially, I think, were done being installed yesterday. I haven't even sat in one yet, believe it or not. So they look really nice. I mean, I'm kind of tough to impress on things like that. But I kind of walked in and saw it and just went, wow. You know, the past couple of weeks we'd been rehearsing with no seats in there at all. So a couple of times I would take my water bottle up to the top and just kind of let it roll all the way to the stage just to amuse myself, you know, during downtime.
And was it planned that the new seats would get installed in time for the 100th season, or did it just coincide that the season's coming up and we really need to replace these seats?
My understanding is it all just kind of worked out. yeah, they wanted to replace them for the 100th. And I think this was kind of the perfect window to do it after their summer youth show that was just ended with Grease a couple weeks ago, I guess, and before Wizard of Oz came in.
Chip, this is the 100th anniversary for Puri Players, and we should note that Puri Players Theater is the fourth oldest consecutively running community theater in the nation, which is really, really incredible. You've been involved with the theater forever.
I've told people, I've figured it out. It's easy to figure out. The first season I did anything at Peoria Players was their 75th because they were celebrating that. So the math is really easy. 25.
25 years. So you started when you were in grade school with Peoria Players Theater. And what is it about this theater that keeps people involved from the time they're in junior high all the way to the time they're, you know, in their 30s, 40s?
There is a real sense of home and familiarity with it. Sure, it changes, but you get the same feeling when you walk in. If you walk backstage and just kind of see the sort of relics of time, the mementos and, you know, the graffiti and things, you see backstage memories and stuff. You know, there's more of it every time you go back, but it's just kind of like this living time capsule in a way. There are things that look exactly the same as how they did when I first went there 25 years ago, you know. Especially the backstage things that the audience doesn't get to see. You know, the audience gets to see the new carpet and the new seats and all that good stuff. But there's just a real sense of familiarity. And I even thought about it. I think besides home, there's probably no other space locally that I've spent more, that I've clocked more hours in. I've literally been there between performing and even in the years of performing in Rocky Horror, you know, late at night and staying late to paint sets and things. I think I've honestly seen every hour of the day there at some point, you know, from 6 a.m. to 6 a.m.
What kinds of other activities does Players have coming up throughout the rest of the season to celebrate the 100th anniversary?
They've done a really good job about, you know, they're not letting the opportunity of turning 100. You only turn 100 one time. They're really going all out for it from what I can tell. There's going to be, I actually kind of sat on a committee that helped. There's going to be a museum exhibit down at the Riverfront Museum about Peoria Players, all kinds of old set pieces, costumes, photos, anything you'd want in a museum piece about a 100-year-old theater. That's going to be, I believe, opening in October and kind of run through the fall. I believe they're planning a gala sometime mid-season, you know, kind of a formal thing. Obviously, the 100th season itself, they just won an award, a Theater Association award, and they've got posters up all around town, like a selfie contest to kind of help players celebrate the 100th. That's just some of what I know, but I'm sure there's folks out there that know a lot more stuff going on.
And Chip, you said that The Wizard of Oz specifically made an impression on you at a very, very young age that kind of spurred you on to pursue the theater. Why do you think this show is such a good gateway show for young people to encounter musical theater?
Well, if you only see one movie in life, it's probably The Wizard of Oz, you know. So you can bring kids. I'm sure there will be lots of kids. This is the first show they ever see. Gosh, it's funny to think, you know, just how young some of our munchkins are and they're performing in it. And I think it's just to go to the theater and see a story that you're so familiar with and so excited to see, you know, real people doing real people, you know, right in front of you performing. I mean, that's kind of what got me involved was being taken to theater as a kid and wanting to do it myself. And I remember once I started performing, I realized I was in shows with people I had seen in shows, and you get a little starstruck, you know, when you're 8, 9 years old. And it's just a cool feeling, and it stays with you if you let it.
We've been talking with Chip Joyce about Peoria Players' production of The Wizard of Oz. It's the first production of their 100th season. It opens next Friday, September 7th, and runs through Sunday the 16th. Chip, thanks for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Creativity Uncorked will be celebrating its second anniversary with an open house tonight from 6 to 8 p.m. at 815 Southwest Adams. Light refreshments will be served, and attendees can view new works by owner and artist Ryan Rashad Reed. Additionally, a 20% off discount will be offered on all original art and prints. For more information, visit artspartners.net.
And the Peoria Blues and Heritage Music Festival is back this weekend on the Peoria Riverfront. They have a full schedule of bands on two stages. Headliners include the Fabulous Thunderbirds, the Robert Cray Band, Ben Folds, and Buddy Guy. Hours are tonight from 5 to midnight and tomorrow from noon to midnight.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.